Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. We already saw the flow throughout with Gedolos Vatzumos Meteras Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And now we're going to take the ball and run, keep going weiter, and see more and more in the flow of Mitzvah Hashem. And again, it's based in Torah of Moiri V'Rabi Hagoyim Hagadol Hamuflav Hamuflag of Manzitzel. In Masechet Shabbat, with Pei Aleph Amud Bet, Katuv, that you're allowed to be metaltel muktza for Kavod HaBrius. If there's Kavod HaBrius involved, one is allowed to move muktza. Because Gadol Kavod HaBrius, Shedorech HaLoisei Shebetorah. Because Kavod HaBrius is so great, it's Dorech HaLoisei Shebetorah, as she says, Tichsiv V'Hisalamta Mehem, Prat L'Zokein V'Einoi L'Fi Chvoidoi. It says, V'Hisalamta Mehem, and when you have an Aveda, you're allowed to not avoid the Aveda. And that excludes a meaning it's also to be misaling. You're not allowed to avoid the Aveda, you have to return the lost object. But that excludes a Zakin Vein Lefi Chvodo, he's allowed to be misaling. He's allowed not to return an object if it's not Lefi Chvodo. All Gamken Bachinami, Zak Drashi, but Tiltu de Rab Tiltu de Rabbanon, Allah the Loy Sosar Asmachu Rabbanon. So too, Tilto de Rabbonon, and the lav of Lo Sasser, the rabbis, relied it, the rabbis connected it to the lav of Lo Sasser, that's how they could make an Isser Mukta. In the place of Kavod HaBrius, it's pushed off. Kavod HaBrius is Doiche, Isser Tilto. The Rabbanon, for example, taking a rack, which is muksa, but for to clean oneself, they didn't have toilet paper in the old days, that's mutter. So to Megillah, Daf Gimel on the base, it says there that Meis Mitzvah is Derech HaKriyas HaMegillah, Gadol Kavod HaBrius, Shederech HaLoisei Shebetaru. Rashi, Dechsiv Lo Sucha Lis'alim, Uksiv V'Salam Tepam Shetam Salim, Konzake Defein Uvichol, the Rashi is the same for it. How do you know that Kavod HaBrius is so great? Because it's Teiche, the Lois to say of Leisucha Lesalim, but you're allowed to be Mesalim, not return the Aveda for the Zokin, Leinu Veinu Lefich Voidu. Aval Chora Kashe. Chora Kashe. Ma Koshi. Sharei Lehedya B'Sugya B'Borachot B'Daf Yutet Amud Bet. That from V'Salamta, you can't learn anything about Isurim. Or you can learn about his mamis. And isura mimemoin alay alfinim. You can learn isur from mamim. Lemaise, isura eino nitche. Mipnei Kavod HaBrius. And Isser is not pushed off for Kavod HaBrius. Here it's different because it's only an Isser Derabbanan. If so, it's because if it's Derabbanan, it's Nidche. And not Midin Zakan Vein Alefi Chvoida. So it's Dachat Tamur Rashi. Rashi writes in Shabbos and Megillah that the Dechiyah is out to Gadol Kavod HaBrius. Shedoyche. Let's say Shiva Torah, and he brings from the Salamta that it's Zakan Elefi Chavod doesn't return a lost object. If we see in the Gemara, that's Matz Mamon. Can't learn anything about Isser from about Isser from Mamon. So how does Rashi say it's Midin Zakan Vein Elefi Chavod? It's Avodim Bechlau. Hayrat Suma. אז לפי דברינו, שיעורים הקודמים, זה מובן היטב, שהנפקמינה בין איסורה לממונה אינה בהזהרה שאחת היא באיסורה או בממונה. It's not פשט, but the נפקמינה. Between Isser and Mammon is Bazhara. There's a different azhara. There's a different warning. There's a different iser when it comes to iser and mammon. Now, achati b'isura b'mammon, the same azhara, the same warning from the Torah, applies to iser and to mammon. There's no difference. Ela she'inyan she'ino nitcha kivan shu neged Hashem ein ze b'mammona. As we learned about in the previous shiurim, there's the inyan and then there's the azhara. When it comes to the azhara is the warning, the tzivui in the Torah. When it comes to the azhara, it's the same azhara for an iser and a mammon, it's the same category. However, the inyan is different. The inyan is not nitche when it comes to iser. Because you can't say kavod habris is going to be doicha iser, that's neged Hashem. You don't mess with Hashem. Excuse the expression. It's neged Hashem. Ein chach mein etzin ein tvuni neged Hashem. That inyan, that kavod habris isn't doicha, doesn't apply to mammon. When it comes to mammon, kavod habris is doicha the inyan, not the azhara, but the inyan. Ay bazoi, from vihis alamta. Yes, you learn that the azhara is pushed off because of kavod habris, as long as you don't have the inyan of neged Hashem, which is doicha the inyan of kavod habris. And memela, that an iser derabanan is nitcha mibnei kavod habris, even though it's an iser min haTorah, the azhara is min haTorah, l'sasar, like we saw in the Rambam and Rashi, that is only from the yalfusa of zaken beinu lefi chavoda. Because since in the case of derabanan there's no chisar of neged Hashem, because only derabanan, the rabbis were mochel on their kavod of Yisrael and Rashi. We learn from Visalamta, which says Gabe Mammon, that if it's not against the inyan of something aser, k'shekol she'no neged ha'inyan yisuri, nidchet ha'azhara, mishum kavod ha'briyot. The azhara is nidche, that's kavod ha'bris. As long as it's not against an inyan of iser, the azhara is taka pushed off because of kavod habrius. In other words, kavod habrius is doicha azharis, azharis in mammon, and azharis in isurin. Problem in isurin is that it's not doicha the inyan of the iser. The inyan of the iser, the concept of what is aser, not the commandment to do that concept, not the commandment to keep that law, that idea, but the idea itself, the law itself, not the commandment to keep it, not the tzivui to keep it, but the law itself, the inyan itself. So that is not nitcha if it's iser. But the azhara is nitcha. But the problem is with iser is that it's neged Hashem. So with that you can't be doicha the iser, that's kavod habris. But when it comes to mammon, you can be. The kavod habris is taka doicha the inyan of the mammon. And it's also doicha the azhara. And therefore Rashi is correct when he says that the din of Dechiyas Kavod HaBrius for an Isser Dirabanan is the same din as Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavoda that was said by Mammon. It's mamish an unbelievable pshat, in other words. What's pshat in Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavoda that were doicha by Mammon? Because the Kavod HaBrius is doicha the azhara, and it's also doicha the inyan. So when it comes to iser, you're right, you can't learn iser from mammon, because iser, you're right, you can't learn iser from mammon, because by iser, kavod habris is not doicha the inyan. Only by mammon it's doicha the inyan, but not by iser. And in when it comes to din derabanan, that it's also that the kavod habris is also doicha the inyan. Why? Because it's not neged Hashem, just like by mammon it's not neged Hashem. Also by iser derabanan it's not neged Hashem. Therefore, Rashi was 100% correct in saying that it's learned from Zakei Ben Ulfichvoda. Even though that's a case of Mammon. But all Surah Derabana learn from there because it's the same concept, the same idea, the same principle, the same basis of it not being Neged Hashem. The Rabban is not Neged Hashem, the Inyan isn't Neged Hashem, nor is Mammon that Inyan Neged Hashem. If you look in Tosis, you'll see that a lav that doesn't apply to everybody and a lav that you can ask on and abrut are pushed off because of kavod abrius. We learn from Tumas Kohanim to a meis mitzvah. So, ayin shem b'divrei Tosis. Now, when it comes to the Azhara, there's no nafkamina. If it's shava bakol, not shava bakol. If it's yeshno b'sheila, not b'sheila. So how can we be machalik that if it's yeshna b'sheila or it's eno sheva b'kol that it's nitcha, it's kavod abrius? Sof, we have a bottom line. What does the bottom line say? I'll tell you what the bottom line says. The bottom line says that Ein Eitz of Ein Tvuna Neged Hashem. Then you can't, even if it's Kavod Abrius, you can't go against Hashem. There's no Chachmas when it comes to Hashem. So how can we be Mechalik between Lav Shiyah Shavu V'Kol Eino Shavu V'Kol Yesh M'Sheil Eino V'Sheil? So it must be Kanal. Shem Yalfuta D'Zakein V'Eino Lefi Chvodo. Like we said, from the Alfus of Zakein Vein Ulfi Chavodo, we know that the Azhara is pushed off because of Kavod Abrius. However, like we said, the Inyan, which is Neged Hashem, is not Nitcheh. And that we learn from Eis Mitzvah, Shekol Sheyesh Kula Be'inyan, that we learn from Eis Mitzvah, as long as there's a Kula, Im Yishum She'enu Inyan Eitzel Kulam, or at a chelek. The mishum shenyan atzmo nitan lebitul al yedei sheila. Inyan ze lo chashiv ki inyan shel shar yisurim d'adif me'inyan shel kavod abriyot. L'chein nitchim lavim elu mepnei kavod abriyot. In other words, Zakamein alfi chavod tells us that the ashara is pushed off because of kavod abriyot. But we still have to deal with the inyan. The inyan, if an inyan is neged Hashem, it's not nitcha. And that we learn from Meis Mitzvah, that as long as there's a Kula in the Inyan, why would there be a Kula in the Inyan of Meis Mitzvah? So we see by Meis Mitzvah there's a Kula. By a Kohen, what's the Kula there? Kula is that it's not Sheva B'Kol. That's why a Kohen becomes Tami, a Kohen Gadol becomes Tami to a Meis Mitzvah, because it's not Sheva B'Kol. And a Nazir becomes Tami, because it's Efshel Isha. So we can learn from Meis Mitzvah that as long as there's a Kula, either again it's not Sheva B'Kol, or you can be Mevatel Adei Sheila, that's not considered like other Asurim. Like the inyan of other asurim that are greater than the inyan of kavod abrius, and therefore these lavim are pushed off because of kavod abrius. That's what you get from that's pshat and tosfos, that a lav shein or sheva b'kol and a lav sheyesh no b'sheila are pushed off because of kavod abrius, learning from tumas kohanim and tumas nazir to a meis mitzvah. And again, the reason is because really, Kavod Abrius is Doich Azharis. It doesn't matter Sheva B'Kol Einu Sheva B'Kol. It's when it comes to the Azhara. When it comes to the Inyan, it's not Doich Esur. But if you find a kula in the inyan, that it's Einar Sheva Bakol, or it's Yeshna B'Sheila, so that's not going to be like other Asur. That weakens it, weakens the power, and Mela, the inyan isn't as strong. You see, the inyan of Tumah is weaker in that it's allowed in certain instances. Either by being Shoel or by Meis Mitzvah. So anytime you have a lav sheno sheva kol, a lav sheshno b'sheila, it's nitchem b'nei kavod habrius. Why? Because again, kavod habrius is doicha. Asara b'chlal, that's not a question. And then what about the inyan? It's not doicha inyan. The inyan of the other asurim are greater than kavod habrius. But here you have a kula, so in the middle it's doicha the inyan as well. Again, when it comes to the Azhara, it's the same Azhara. What does it matter if it's Sheva Bakol or Eino Sheva Bakol? As long as there's an Azhara, there's an Azhara. But it weakens the Inyan. You see that the Inyan isn't so stark if you can uproot it, if you can be Dusha'ela, or you can. Or it doesn't apply to everybody. That's like a weakening of the Inyan, and Memela Kavod HaBriyos is Doicha. וכן הרב מבואר מלשון הרמב״ם בפרק י' מהלכות כליים הלכה כ"ט הרואה כליים של חבר של תורה על חברו, if you see biblical כליים on your friend, etc. שאין כבד הבריאס דרך איסור לא יססי המפורש בתורה. Because kavod habrius is not doicha Kavod HaBriyos is not doicha, and Isser Lo Yisaseh, that's explicit in the Torah. V'lama nidcha b'hashiv aveda k'mo shehisbayar. So if that's true, if your premise is true, that ain't Kavod HaBriyos, doicha Isser Lo Yisaseh shemefurish b'Torah, and therefore it's not doicha kalayim, and you rip the kalayim off when it's found, if it's kalayim d'oraisa, then why Shabbos Aveda is a Shabbos Aveda Nidcha? And this is the Gemara Rambam, Nishu Lav Shel Mamon, because it's Mamonistic. The Lama Nidcha B'Tumas Meis. And why is it pushed off when it comes to Tumas Meis? Hola Pir Dekatsi B'Lachosa. Pirishnu Malam B'Lachosa Yenam Tama Tama V'Meis Mitzvah. So we have a special limud, you don't become Tama your sister, but you do to a Meis Mitzvah. Aval Darash is Surah Medivrayim, Hareyu nitchem p'nei kavod habrius b'chol makom. But something the Rabbanan is nitchem p'nei kavod habrius. Ve'af al pi. She'kasu b'tor la'asasim an adavar. Hareyu lav zeh nitchem p'nei kavod habrius. Even though it says in the Torah, don't veer from what I tell you. This lav of la'asasir is nitchem p'nei kavod habrius. This lav d'oraisa. הרי שהרמב״ם הדגיש שיסוד הדבר אינו בלא תעשה אלא באיסור לא תעשה והן הוא המצב האיסורי שעליו ישנה את ההצהרה שעל זה כתב הרמב״ם שלב של ממון כולו עניין ממון ואין בו עניין שלא ידחה כבוד הבריאות הרמב״ם says אין כבוד הבריאות דרך איסור Laisase. What's the issue? The inyan itself of the Laisase, not the Azhara of the Laisase. It's not the inyan of the Laisase, the Isser, the Gufa Isser. Not the part of it that it's telling you not to do it. Etzem inyan, what you're not supposed to do. Remember, you have the inyan, don't eat chazir, and then you have the inyan of eating chazir. And then on top of that, you have the tzivui. It's telling you not to do it. So, Kavod Abrius isn't doiche on Isser, meaning it's not doiche this inyan of the Loisese. That's the Matzavi Solish, Alav Yashnat Azara. And that the Rambam writes that Alav Shal Mamen, Kulo Inyan Mamenu, Ve'im Bo Inyan Shalo Yitcheo Kavod Abrius. Hi, it's all a matter of Mamen, and why shouldn't Kavod Abrius be doiche? It's only the Inyan Isuli, but here there's no Inyan Isuli, it's Mamnis. And also if it's Midrabana. In other words, the Inyan and the Matzavi Isuli are Midrabana. Shezen Itrem B'nei Kavod Abrius B'chol Makom. V'ayinu She'ein Tzarich Tana'im Tana'im Mesuyamim B'matzav K'b'matzav Yisurei D'oraita D'bay Lav Shel Mamon U'Lav Shel T'tumah U'Lav T'tumah Med Ela Kan Kol Matzav Nidcha. We have an Issa D'Rabbanan, the matz of the inyan of this Issa is only D'Rabbanan, not only the Ishara. The Ishara could be D'Oraisa, but that's L'Sasar. But the inyan is D'Rabbanan. The rabbis told you not to do a certain act. So that act is D'Rabbanan, is an Issa D'Rabbanan. The inyan is D'Rabbanan, even though the Tzivui, the Ishara is D'Oraisa. So that's Netcham B'nei Kavod Abrius B'chol Makom. You don't need specific conditions. In the matzav, like in the matzav of the Surah De'oraisa, when it comes to the Surah De'oraisa, it has to be either a lav of mammon or a lav of tumas meis. There we can be doicha al kavod abrius. But here, when it comes only those cases, but here any matzav is nidche. Here, any matzav is nitre. Kol matzav nitre. Any matzav d'rabban. Ba'al zem shikha rambam, af pi shekatu b'torah lo tasur, arei lav zem nitre. Ba'ayin mshaf api shisurom et avrem, arei katu b'torah. The Rambam says, okay, the issue is d'rabban, but what about the pasuk? Shteit mfurish and tarlo sasur. So it's d'oraisa. And what's the answer? The answer is, this lav is nitre b'nei kavod abrius. The lav below matzav isuri nitcham b'nei kavod abriyot. Because the lav is taka nitcham b'nei kavod abriyot. As long as there's no inyan of isur here. Min haTorah. And then this moment is no different than isur. Moment is pushed off as kavod abriyot, so is the tzivui of the isur pushed off nitcham b'nei kavod abriyot. So therefore lo sasur is pushed off. That's a lav, but it's pushed off. Only if you have a matz of an inyan of an iser, like not eating chazi or the like, that's not pushed off for the inyan of kavod abrius. But otherwise, kavod abrius is doicha. It's doicha all asharis, which lo sasur is one of them, and it's doicha the rabbanans. Even inyan's the inyan. If it's an inyan, the rabbanan, it's also doicha. Stoiche Mammon, Stoiche Inyan der Rabbanans, even if the Azhar is Daraisa. That's Pshat and Rambam. And Kavod Abrius, Stoiche Isser, Loisi Seyam, Afurish, Betara. That's true. It's not Stoiche the Isser, the Inyan. Why by Shabbos Aveda? Yes. Why by Tumas Meis? Yes. All right, Shabbos Aveda. Because it's only Mammon. It's an Inyan of Mammon, so there Kavod Abrius is Stoiche Tumas Meis. We have a limud. It's doicha the inyan of tumas meis. And if it's derabanan, nitcha also in b'nei kavod abrius. The inyan derabanan is also nitcha in b'nei kavod abrius. Even though there's a pasuk that's d'oraisa, so that is hard. It doesn't matter. It's doicha the hasar. If the inyan was d'oraisa, it would be doicha. But since the inyan is on derabanan, it's doicha. So we still have a fortune to say, Amish. Olam u'malo. There's so much Torah in this Rambam. Not even Shaykh. But I'm so gratified that we've gone this far. And I hope that the Al Yichenu Ba Yazvenu Hashem Elokeinu Lanetzach, you know, because Baruch Hu should just keep flying with us. And not flying with us, she should keep flying us. We're flying on his wings. And we should see more and more neflos miteres Hashem. B'simcha uvetuv levav merov kol. And please stay tuned for more. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.